One of the most contentious issues in the bill addresses drop boxes, which became a flashpoint last year after local election supervisors wrangled with Governor Ron DeSantis' administration over the boxes' locations and whether they were required to be staffed in person. The Senate bill would allow supervisors to use drop boxes during early voting hours so long as the boxes are manned by elections office employees. Sponsor Dennis Baxley says the goal is to prevent election issues before they happen.
It's the safety and security of our system, and we're foolish if we don't look around the country and see things that we could do to make this more reliable.
The legislation comes after Florida Democrats, for the first time, outnumbered Republicans in voting by mail in the November election. Critics of the measure, including Senator Gary Farmer, have repeatedly asked why the bill is necessary, given Florida's successful election last year.
This bill does go too far and will result in potential disenfranchisement.
Meanwhile, a House version of the bill, also ready for a floor vote, would make it more difficult to drop off mail-in ballots by requiring people to show identification when they submit ballots at drop boxes or provide a written statement that they have permission to submit other voters' ballots. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.